Please follow OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie on Facebook at facebook.com/OKFairEnough. Twitter, our Twitter handle is at OK Fair Enough Pod. And contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. OK is spelled just the letter O and the letter K. You can listen to the show at Podomatic at okfairenoughpodcast.podomatic.com. Please subscribe, comment, and rate us there. Or you can listen to us on Stitcher. We're still figuring out how to not be rejected by iTunes. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome to a bonus episode of OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. I'm Charlie. Must be nice to get a bonus episode. You'll get that in about 27 minutes. It's six questions again. In this episode, we discuss body switching and the legal implications. FYI, Sean is not a team player. We profess our love for Louis C.K., and we agree professing our love for Bill Cosby is weird now. There's a chance we may start our own pornographic production company. Yay! We discuss murdering historical figures and the futility of it, and it turns out that nobody wants to be Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. This episode was actually recorded prior to tomorrow's episode regarding conspiracies and conspiracy theories, and it kind of... Conspiracies and conspiracy theories kind of leak into the first 2 or 3 minutes of this episode, but listen to it because Sean has a crazy story about his father's experience on September 11th. Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
That's going to happen surveillance.
Like, we never got into the drones
and shit.
Well, no, because, like, the conspiracy theories that are proven true, we know that they were surveilling our... They had us tapped for years.
Oh, with the NSA?
Yeah.
Taps, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they had us tapped, but... I mean,
they were just listening to me tell Steve he's a big homo, so...
Yeah, I mean, if somebody in the NSA is listening to my phone conversations and hoping that, like, joke's on you, buddy, I'm boring as shit.
I also didn't get into... I had so much stuff on 9-11. I could have fucking talked on 9-11 for 2 hours.
9-11, I was just like...
It's a very touchy
we've
subject.
We've got to bring it back.
I understand it's a touchy subject, and I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not, because... Do you know the story about what happened with Dad?
No.
Dad was working for the vintner.
FYI, we're recording.
That's fine. Okay. Dad was working for the vintner at the time, where he was delivering up to Northern Virginia and by the Pentagon. In fact, one of his routes, he actually used the Pentagon, the road that run the access road right in front of it. Yeah. He used that as a shortcut
the
time. So he drove past the right in front of the face of the Pentagon that got hit over onto the interstate. He was on the interstate in traffic when the plane went over top.
Are you fucking kidding me? On September 11th?
On September 11th. He was fucking there. He didn't see the plane. And this was one of the questions I asked him, because this was when I first started getting into the conspiracy thing. I started asking him. I was like, did you see a plane? Because the argument is it was a missile that hit it, not a plane.
Yeah.
Because there's no wreckage. It literally was vaporized.
Yeah.
They had...
Well, actually, there are photos that show that, yes, there was wreckage of the fuselage and all that
stuff. And possibly. But you have a fuselage on a missile.
Oh, true.
Well, I don't know.
But the size of the whole missile. The thing is, it might have been a plane, but it probably wasn't a very big. Like, from the size of the hole, it might not have been a very big plane. So the argument is that it might have been not a passenger plane, but a
drone.
A drone.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah. But anyway, that's a. Okay.
So we took a break in between episodes, and we've just been talking about conspiracy theories.
Even more.
And Sean's niece in a bikini.
Oh, jeez.
Sean, you have some really conflicting feelings about that you need to address.
No, I don't have any.
No, he doesn't. I do.
I will admit that she is a very attractive girl, but that's, I mean...
I've known her since she was born.
Yeah, so
I mean, she doesn't remember me, I'm sure. Which actually might be to my advantage.
No, no, you have no chance.
Hi, D.
I think you mean Becky.
No, because I don't think Becky listens to this.
Oh, does D listen to this?
Yes, she does.
Oh, I thought she was just looking at.
No, D texted me the other day. She's like, "You have no idea how fucked up it is that I'm listening to my brother, and who might as well be my brother, just talk about porn for 45
minutes." That's awesome. See, I thought she was just like looking at her links. I didn't realize she actually listened.
No, she listens to the show. So D,
shout out to D.
So D. Don't tell Becky about this show.
I like you much better than I did before.
I love Dee. Dee's great.
I mean, we always had the rivalry.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just the way it was. So,
and you were always jealous of how loppy she was compared to you.
Loppy!
Well, our listenership just went from 20 to 19.
Okay, so you want
six questions.
You want to start?
Can I ask my
Absolutely.
First question? Okay. If you pulled a switch over a body... Okay, well, hold on. If you guys ever listen...
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to do these on occasion. I'm having a hard time making my mouth work. I don't know what's going on.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I know it's a little large, but you just have to take it in sometimes.
Yeah, no.
Horse cock!
We like to do this little segment called Six Questions. We ask each other three questions. Sometimes it's, you know, just like, hey, let's discuss a topic. And sometimes it's a hypothetical situation. Mm-hmm. My first one for you, Sean, is a hypothetical situation. Okay. If you pulled a switcheroo, like Freaky Friday or vice versa, or like Father Like Son, and you switched bodies with someone, who is the hottest woman on the planet, in your opinion? Actually, it doesn't matter. In this situation, the hottest woman on the planet should be of my opinion.
Okay.
I'm going to go with circa 2002 Jennifer Aniston.
I can agree. I can go with that.
Okay. So you pull a body switch with 2002 Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Do you let your friends fuck you? You kind of have to, man. Come on, Sean. Let me have this.
Yeah, I mean...
That's what I'd be saying.
See, here's the problem. It's not that I would have a problem... allowing you to, it would be, can I distance visually that, like, I would have to be blindfolded.
Oh.
Because I'm not looking
that might
at your,
actually help
I'm not looking
for me
at
too.
Your flabby naked body flapping around on me. No offense, guy. It's just not happening. And
well,
second,
what if my body switched with an attractive man?
Yeah, I think I would be okay with
okay. that. I asked this question to a friend of mine, and he had, like, one of the best, he was like, well, do I have to orgasm? And I was just like,
yeah,
well,
see, that's the thing. Like, no. the way the male, and this is going to get way too serious for me because I overthink things. And if you listen to our conspiracy theory, you know that I overthink the fuck out of things.
Yes, he does. Yes, he
but,
does.
Like, you think about, I mean, the way the genitalia work, you know, like if you're a woman, the way it, you know, the pleasure is taken from the friction in certain places, like
yeah.
the way it rubs up against certain spots. And so
things being done to the clitoris.
But my mind, I obviously am still a male in my mind and I'm being penetrated. And I've always been told I'm not supposed to be penetrated. You know, well, you kind of like, you know, it's so it's almost like an existential crisis at that point.
With me, my biggest concern is I don't want to be fucking somebody and they go, yeah, dude, get it. And then give me a high five right in the fucking middle. I don't want that. That concerns me.
Okay.
Regarding my friend's question of, well, do I have to orgasm? I'm like, well, no.
Is he the guy or is he the girl?
He's the girl in this situation.
Okay. But would you orgasm in me?
Would I come in you?
If I was Jennifer Aniston.
Oh! That changes things. Because if you were just you, then yes.
Oh.
Why?
I'm going to show you that horse cock video again.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Well, the other question is this. Like, could you fake a female orgasm... convincingly?
No.
And I don't think you could.
I can't fake a male orgasm. Why would I think I can fake a female one?
And here's the other question.
Although, I don't know if the dude... I don't know if I could do it, but I don't know if the guy would be able to tell that I was faking.
But you would do it under certain conditions. Come on, be a team player, Sean.
I mean, in this hypothetical world where I am first off, I'm touching myself for days before any of this is happening. Because I'm going to go, I'm going to find a mirror and I'm going to be playing with myself all day long. I'm going to be exhausted because I haven't stopped.
Your phone will be filled to the brink with nude selfies.
Because when I get transferred back, I want to be able to look at this.
Actually, I just thought about this.
Oh, are you
transferred? It would technically be rape, wouldn't it?
Because the actual person that owns the body
isn't
have consent.
Exactly.
See, that's
but
a very
I had
interesting
your
question.
Consent.
But that also leads to a new question is it your brain or your body consenting? So that's one of the biggest arguments is that, like, some people say that a woman, like a man gets hard so he can't be raped. But that's a lot of times it's an involuntary action.
I've seen a television show where a guy got raped.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was given a roofie and a Viagra.
Yeah. Or when a girl, she naturally lubricates. That doesn't necessarily mean
well, I'm
that
not
she's...
really worried about whether or not you're turned on.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Sean is 2002 Jennifer Aniston. If you can't get naturally wet, I will be spitting like a motherfucker.
Oh, all right. You just... I don't know where you stepped over the line, but at some point, I'm turning it off. No.
No?
I will not let you have sex with me.
See, that's disappointing, Sean. That's disappointing.
You said you were going to burn down
my house.
Because
guess who I brought with me? Here's 2002 Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
no.
We wouldn't be swapping anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, no. If you were 2002 Jennifer Aniston, oh, we'd be swapping something.
Oh, jeez.
Lots of fluids.
Oh.
Lots of fluids.
Oh.
All right, what
man.
Do you got?
You are such a horrible human being.
I'm... Yeah.
Okay, this is a little bit of a lighter question
okay.
compared to that.
Okay.
Who is your favorite comedian and why?
2002 Jennifer Aniston. My favorite comedian... I've thought about this question a lot.
Okay.
And for me, it's kind of a tie between Richard Pryor and George Carlin.
Okay.
Now, the reason it's a tie, George Carlin did things with the English language that Richard Pryor could never have dreamed of doing.
Yeah.
George Carlin was an incredible writer. The concepts and the things that he talked about were so unique.
And he would be classified as a conspiracy theorist today.
Oh, hands down.
Absolutely. In fact, he was on Bill Maher when the whole... he was talking to somebody and was basically talking about how you have no rights, you have no choices.
Yeah.
The media basically force feeds you everything you get.
He says it in his stand-up bits.
Absolutely.
He's like, people, you have to understand that this country was bought and sold
long ago.
Years ago. You've never had a chance. But for that, George Carlin's type. The difference is, why Richard Pryor? Well, Richard Pryor was one of the first comedians that was really willing to talk about the dark moments in his life. I mean, he made jokes about setting himself on fire.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever seen that bit?
See, I feel like I'm a little bit behind. As far as Richard Pryor is concerned, I mean, I don't think he died before I was born, but it wasn't much after.
He was still alive.
I think so, but not much. Like, I don't think he lived into the 90s, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
He lived into the 2000s.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
100% sure.
Okay.
It's just that because of
I mean, I do remember See No Evil, Hear No Evil, which was a great movie with Imogen Wilder. I love that fucking movie.
Early appearance by Kevin Spacey.
You're right. That
yes,
was
I am
Kevin
right.
Spacey.
I'm right.
Good
of
call.
Of course I'm right.
Good call. I like that.
Shit. No, but he says on stage, he goes, yeah, y'all applaud me. You love me so much. This is one of his stand-up specials. I can't remember which one. He goes, here's how much y'all love me. What's this? And he lights a match and just kind of hops it along. He goes, what's this? Richard Pryor running down the street because he set himself on fire and just started running.
Was he like...
He was gone out of his mind from freebasing coke.
Okay.
And he was trying to kill himself.
Can you explain to me what freebasing means?
You
is that
smoke,
when you inject it?
You smoke cocaine.
Oh, see, I thought that was like injecting it into the base of your brain.
No.
Like into your fucking cerebellum or something. Okay.
If that's a thing. Holy shit.
Injecting crack into the fontanelle of a preemie baby.
Oh,
there's a joke, and I don't remember who made the joke.
Don't
anyway.
Tell it. That's terrible.
Speaking of which.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's Richard Pryor tried to kill himself. He was literally drinking like some 151.
That's some fucked up shit.
Yeah, and he just said fuck it, and he had been freebasing cocaine.
Yeah,
like,
that shit is flammable.
Hadn't slept in like 2 or 3 days, and he said fuck it, I'm done. He tried to kill himself.
Wow.
He even tells the story about what happened in his stand up, and he makes it into a joke, which is he goes, every night before I go to bed, I have milk and cookies, and I like to dip the cookies in the milk, but this one time. I dipped the cookie in the milk and it exploded. So that's kind of why I love Richard Pryor.
Okay.
His early stand-up specials, like That Nigga's Crazy, I can say it. It's the name of the album. Not very good.
Okay.
Not very good. But that was his kind of comeback thing. He was a kind of Vegas performer doing really, really white humor.
Okay.
And then one day he realized when he went out on stage, like, the people were laughing at him for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, they started laughing at him and not
with
material.
Him. And it was really more like, ha ha ha, look at the trained monkey telling jokes. And he was just like, and he said, he went out, he started telling jokes, and he realized what was happening, and he just goes, on stage, in the mic, he goes, I know why you're laughing, and I'm not going to do it for you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped the mic, walked off,
wow.
Reemerged a few years later with an afro and a goatee. In San Francisco, telling jokes at bars, and he just kind of took off from there.
Yeah. It's interesting how, like, you look at somebody like Paul Mooney nowadays, who, like, you can see that he took that torch from Richard Pryor.
Well, he wrote for Richard Pryor.
Yeah, no, but you can definitely see how he's a lot more, like, he saw a lot of that pain. I think it kind of he channeled it into his bit, because he's very, like, aggressive.
Paul Mooney is one of the angriest black comedians, yeah, I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely.
And don't get me wrong, he lived through some, like, real shit. I'm letting your cat out.
That's fine.
I just took out Sean's pussy.
Oh. All
right, so who's your favorite comedian and why?
Oh.
Or do I ask you?
Yeah, that's fine. All right. I can answer the question.
I think I already know the answer.
Unfortunately, I have a lot of layers to that question, because you talk about George Carlin, which I incredibly appreciate.
George is great.
Yeah.
St. George.
There, and just his unadulterated, like, truth. That truthness that's with him. But when you really start to look at it, there's a lot of comedians that are like that.
Yeah.
And in my generation, you got Louis C.K., you got Bill Burr, both of which are phenomenal comedians.
See, with Bill Burr, I put him more on the George Carlin side of things.
You do?
Where he's talking more about just everyday life. But Louis C.K. I put more on the Richard Pryor side of things, because Louis C.K. talks about...
Well, you can see his pain sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, and he talks about himself a lot more. Which George Carlin didn't really do. When George Carlin was doing stand-up, he was talking about all of us.
Yeah.
He was talking about the human race. Louis C.K. talks about the entire human race, but from a singular point of view of, this is how I see things, and I think most of you do too.
Yeah.
But because of things that have happened to me specifically. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. Yeah. I mean, I've seen his stand-ups, I've seen his movies, I've seen his TV shows. Well, I don't know if he's been in any movies particularly, but his TV shows. And actually, if somebody, you know, was like, what is your favorite comedian, and I had to pick an answer, I think I would pick Louis C.K.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It was hard for me to not pick Louis.
There's a lot of great comedians. I mean, you look at, you know, Mitch Hedberg, and now I'm going to try.
Brian Regan.
Yeah.
You mentioned Louis Black earlier.
Yeah, Louis Black, and I love Louis Black for certain things, but he doesn't
top 10 list.
I mean, it's just like Ron White. Ron White has some great stand-ups, but he just doesn't hold a candle to a lot. And also, he redoes his bits over and over, and it's annoying. You have to come up with...
Ron White does his shit verbatim.
Yeah, Louis C.K., the great part about him... Or no, I'm sorry, Bill Burr. Bill Burr, actually, when he was doing an interview, and he's like, you know, the guy was asking him, like, how do you come up with new material all the time? He's like, because it's boring to do the same shit over and over.
Yeah.
I would be done with this work if I had to do the same thing over and over. Yeah. That's why I come up with new stuff. And Louis C.K. is the same way. He doesn't do material over and over.
He
might make a joke, like, twice, but, you know.
No, Louis C.K.'s model is, I'm going to write new material every year.
Every year, yeah.
And if you think about it, if you're trying to write an hour and a half of stand-up, that's hard to do.
Well, you kind of have to look within, because that's a huge source of inspiration, because you have yourself all the time. It's much easier to get internal information than it is to get external, because you are with yourself all the time.
Exactly.
You are with your brain. It's much easier to come up with that much.
Well, it's also easier to talk about your own personal life as well, because a lot of things that happen in your personal life are funny and apply to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Louis C.K. has this one joke about how he's sitting there with his kid and his wife at dinner, and the daughter goes, "Hey, mommy, I saw a dog today." And then Louis goes, "Oh, really, honey? What kind of doggy?" And she goes, "I was talking to mommy." And he's like, "Fuck you! I know Chris Rock. I have an Emmy. Fuck you!"
Well, you mentioned Emmy. Like, his TV show is brutally honest and sometimes cringeworthy.
Oh,
but so beautiful!
It's like,
if you step back and you actually look at, like, what he put in it, you can see the pain, you can see the blood and the sweat that he put into it, and it's just there's this
and
one episode.
Somehow he can still almost always make it funny.
Oh, absolutely! There's this one episode where there's this it's a comedian. She's a female. She's a little bit hefty, and I say a little bit hefty.
Oh, the fat girl.
Yeah. Episode.
Why do you hate
that
us
is
so much?
So uncomfortable to watch, but it's so perfect
and it's so true.
So true.
She's
absolutely.
Like, she's like, I can get fucked.
Yeah.
I want somebody that's willing to hold my hand in public.
You can if you're a woman
that got nominated
if you're
for
a woman
Emmy.
You can find a guy to fuck you. It doesn't matter what your disability is. If you have a vagina, you can find somebody to fuck you.
You could be missing four limbs.
Yeah. And there will be a guy that will
want to fuck
you. Yeah, absolutely.
Although, it's going to be kind of hard if you don't want to fuck him to fight him off.
Yeah.
Since you have no limbs.
But actually, exactly. And that's why, you know, when I start to think sometimes, I'm like, you know, man, I wish, you know, women would be a little bit more sexual, because I'm a man.
Yeah.
You have more sexual desire because of how you're developed. But I understand sometimes now, after that episode, it actually kind of made me understand women a little bit better.
Yeah.
And that's a strange way of looking at it from that perspective. But you really understand, like, they're not looking for the same things that men are because they are designed differently. They're, you
know, and that's kind of the mark of a good comedian, which is when you're done watching their special, it's not just like...
It's profound.
When you're done, it's like, I've actually learned something about myself.
About humanity.
About humanity and about life. As opposed to like Mitch Hedberg.
Which was just one liners over and over.
And his jokes were great.
Yeah.
And he's in my top 10 because doing one-liner jokes...
is hard.
Hard as fuck.
Because you have to come up with a lot of one-liners to fill up an hour of fucking special.
And Brian Regan, like, he talks about life, and I learn a little bit of something about myself when I listen to him, but one thing that he does, he's not as good as Carlin, he's not as good as Pryor.
Yeah.
One thing that he does that is damn near impossible is he's 100% clean.
Okay.
I can play his stuff for my kids.
Well, it's funny you bring up clean. One of my favorite comedians growing up was Bill Cosby. I used to love Bill Cosby. His specials were so great, and he was very clean.
If you asked me this question a year ago...
or whatever.
I would have said Bill Cosby.
I might have actually said the same thing.
Yeah. And
I don't take away from his ability as a comedian, but you can't ignore what he did in his personal life.
Well, what he allegedly did...
You can't have hundreds of women allegedly... having the same problem. Now, there could be a conspiracy.
All these women conspiring
against him to destroy him as a... But you have that many... Like, one or two, maybe you can shrug it off. After that, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And who's to say a clean comedian can't have... be a horrible human being, which obviously
it would not surprise me if Mr. Rogers liked autoerotic asphyxiation with children. Who knows? I don't think that's the case. I think probably Mr. Rogers was probably a pretty good guy.
Yeah, probably.
All right, next question for me.
Yes.
All right. What do you want done with your body when you die if money and social norms are no object?
Okay, my real answer is I don't give a shit. I'll be dead. I don't care what happens to my body.
Okay.
But if I was going to think hypothetically and I cared what my body was going to happen to me, actually the coolest thing I can think of, and I don't know if it's a real thing or if it's a hypothetical thing at this point, but it was they're talking about, like, you know, we only have a finite amount of space. That's why graveyards are actually becoming kind of obsolete at this point, because we can't bury so many people at this point. In fact, they're starting to double up graveyards.
Yeah, I know.
But what would be awesome is if you could take the human body, send 1,000, 100, 100,000, whatever, on a spaceship, shoot it into the sun. That would be awesome to me.
If only Superman was real. You know?
Like, you don't need Superman for that. You can just shoot a rocket at it. The sun will take care of the rest.
I think Superman would be cheaper.
Probably, definitely cheaper. Yeah. Hey, can you run this?
Can you run this up to the sun real quick?
You get stronger when you go there anyway. Why do you care?
Yeah, I know about the fucking earthquake in Haiti, Superman. But bring my rotting carcass to the fucking sun.
Well, he could take, you know, I mean, he's basically infinitely strong, especially when you start getting into the later.
And that's one of the reasons he's my least favorite superhero.
Because
he's indestructible.
Yeah.
It's like a green fucking rock. That's his only weakness. Never mind.
Okay, yeah, that's a different question for a different day. What
I want done with my body when I die, my darling wife is listening to this. Hi, honey. When I die, I wish for my body to be cremated, and I want the ashes...
to be turned into a diamond?
No.
Oh.
To be held in a custom-designed dildo...
Oh, jeez.
For you to use on yourself... on a daily basis.
Wow.
Because that is where I was always happiest.
You haven't fucked her enough in her real life. You want to fuck her in the afterlife?
I want to ruin her day when I'm dead, too. That's... I'm sorry. And you can say I'm a creep for wanting that. I think it's really romantic.
Oh, man.
Oh, Christ. And I have a feeling after she listens to this episode, what is done with my body may be a pressing topic very soon.
I was just going to assume you wouldn't be married anymore, but okay.
Yeah, basically, like, it's the strangest thing. Charlie committed suicide, stabbed himself in the back 44 times.
Oh, God. Yeah. This knife feels so good.
I can't take it anymore.
All right. So my question kind of goes back to porn, because we pretty much have something about porn every day.
Oh, good.
If you were to make and or star in a porn, mm-hmm. what would it be called?
If I star in it, it would be called Rock Bottom.
Okay.
Or it would be called...
Why? Like, why would it be called?
Because anybody that's willing to be filmed with me having sex.
Oh, okay.
They have hit their rock bottom.
They've hit rock bottom. Yeah. Okay.
Either that or it would be called, like, Coke Money. or Blackmail, the movie. Oh, yeah. Or two people, four tits. I got a nice rack.
I get it.
Yeah. Look at them. Look at those things. Nice and jiggly. You want them in your mouth. You know you do. Don't suck my tits, Sean.
You're disturbing.
Yes, I am.
Anyway, see, I was a little bit more stereotypical with my names. Like, you always see movies where they make fun of other movies. Like, see porns that make fun of movies.
Yeah.
So I came up with one for you and two for me because I have two names.
Okay.
Okay, so we got Charlie in the Chocolate Backdory.
Oh.
Because it's factory, backdory.
Now that I think about it, now I know another fucking porn title for one. Well, ready? Horsecock, the movie.
Horsecock, the movie.
As opposed to the book. Go on.
Okay, then for Sean, Sean in the Head.
Like Sean, the Sean of the Dead. Okay.
And then for Tom, Tom's Dick is Hairy. You know you like that one.
I really do.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually a movie, though.
It has
Tom's
to be.
Dick is Hairy.
I'll tell you
like
one.
It's like Saving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah. Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Oh, Shaving. Is it Shaving? Oh, okay.
I think it's Shaving Ryan's.
Well, see, I thought it was still a military thing theme.
Well, you know, they want to make sure that they follow the dress code. You need that crew cut on your nuts.
Yeah, give me the Vincent D'Onofrio.
Hi, Gomer. No, sorry. Joker.
Joker, yeah.
Look at my nuts.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
All right.
If you could get rid of one phrase from common contemporary vernacular.
That was your, that's like your fucking SAT word right there.
Yeah, hey.
Common?
I went to college. What would it be?
Well, if I was going to remove a particular phrase from my verbal lexicon.
Yeah.
Actually, I really didn't think about this one, and I kind of feel bad because I don't really have a good answer for it.
Oh, that's good, you know. Glad we prepare.
Yeah. This was one of the few. I meant to veto this one because this one kind of sucks, but the other one sucked too, so I don't remember what it was.
Well, the other one was, what does your girlfriend's pussy look like?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't do that. Oh, no, the other one was, if you could murder one person, would it be?
Yeah. You I don't know why I picked this one over that one.
Yeah, I don't either. Because this one.
Because as far as, yeah, both of them are kind of, like, to me, I don't really care enough.
Oh. All
well, right. I mean, as far as murdering people, you go back, the butterfly effect. I mean, you fuck up one thing, you're going to change something. Like, you kill Hitler.
Yeah.
Fucking Heimler, or whatever the fuck his name is just going to take over.
Oh, no, I said specifically you can't pick Hitler.
Yeah, I know.
That's too easy.
Yeah. Well, I would kill your mother so you couldn't be born. No, just like, well, no, like, see, that's the thing. Like, I could just make it funny, or I could come up with like a serious thing. If she's listening to this, God bless her. Like, I mean,
if she's listening, she's not listening to this.
No, she's not.
If she is listening to this, I have so. Oh boy, fucking.
I assume
Mother's Day is going to be weird.
Yeah,
actually, Mother's Day was last week. Never mind.
Well, next Mother's Day will still be weird because she'll still be stuck in her head.
Oh no, I forgot to tell you. I was at her house on Mother's Day, and somehow the subject of podcasts came up. And I said, oh, by the way, Mom, speaking of podcasts, and she goes, yeah. And I was like, there's this really good one called The Thrilling Adventure Hour. I think you'd really like it. Which is true. That's what I said. And that's when I realized, like, oh, fuck, has my mother listened to this show? I'm like, oh,
her reaction.
No. Anyway.
Well, you asked this question. Most of the time, people ask questions because it's self-serving. I assume you want to know what you want to say what your answer would be.
Oh, it's must be nice. I would love to get that phrase taken out of the English language altogether. Must be nice. Because it nobody ever says it when you're talking about something that made you sad.
Yeah, they don't say it in a positive light. They only say it as in, like, yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, how was your weekend? Oh, great, man. Me and the kids played ball outside all weekend, and we got a new dog, and the wife gave me a blowjob. Oh,
was that, must be nice.
Yeah, I had the best hamburger I ever had in my life. Oh, must be nice. Yeah, it was. That's why I'm telling you about it.
Motherfucker.
Am I only supposed to be like, so how was your weekend? You know, everyone I love died.
Okay, Eeyore, calm down.
I poo. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fair. I mean,
must be nice.
Fair enough, it could probably go away. But,
although, no, I don't want Okay Fair Enough to go away. Otherwise, we're fucked.
Well, what's weird is I don't think
20 people will be so disappointed.
What's weird is the first time we recorded, I said fair enough so many times that you said, let's put that as the name of the podcast, but I don't think I have ever in my life said okay, fair enough.
No, you said it. Really? I am 90% sure you said it on this show.
Really?
You might have said it today.
Yeah, possible. I don't feel like I say okay before that because okay to me is kind of a, okay is a useless word.
Is it?
It really is because what does it mean?
It means okay.
Exactly. You can't describe it without using the word.
Well, what does blue mean?
It's a color.
Yeah, but it means blue.
It's a wavelength. It's the way light reflects off of it. And
damn it. Okay.
So my question.
So if you could get rid of one Sean, who would it be? Go on.
All right. So this is my last question. It's a little, it's not that great of a question, but we both like Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Love it. If you were a character from Breaking Bad, who would you be? Or, I'll amend it to make it a little more interesting. If you could create a character and put it in there, what would it be like? Whichever one you would rather answer.
I'll take the first one because I thought about it. The character I would most want to be in Breaking Bad is the one that never is involved in the meth trade at all. It just happened to be shopping in the same grocery store as Walter White one day.
Hey, that's Walter White. He looks cool. And then next season, I heard some shit about him.
Yeah.
And then the next season, I heard him and his wife broke up.
Yeah. I want to be the guy that had like 3 seconds of screen time and was an extra and doesn't participate in any of the goings on.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, that's my ha-ha answer. Mm. My real answer is, truthfully, I really thought about it. Walter Jr.
Okay.
He's the only pure and innocent person on the show. Every other
except for the baby, but
well, I don't know, man. The baby stabbed that dude. No, yeah, except for the baby. But the baby sucks. Fuck the baby.
Yeah.
No, it's Walter Jr.
But you would
because he does nothing throughout the show where you could sit there and just go, see, he ain't so great himself.
Yeah.
The closest he ever got was trying to buy beer underage,
and who hasn't done that?
I can't tell you how many derelicts I fucking tried to talk to coming out of a Kroger.
You know what's weird? Actually, I have never tried to buy alcohol underage. But you know why?
Why?
I never had to. I've not only had older siblings, I had a friend of ours that was over 21 when I was in high school. He was a weird guy who hung out with underage people.
Yeah.
And would always buy his alcohol, so I didn't fucking need to.
See, with
I
me,
literally never had to try to I've buy
done
alcohol.
It, I've done it under a handful of times.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, and it never worked. But, when I went to... When I first went to college, it took about a week for all the freshmen to find out what store will sell alcohol and not card.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going in there nervous as shit, just like walking in and going, getting my booze and bringing it to the counter and just being like, hey, what's up, man? We sure are busy at the factory. I don't know what the grown-ups talk about. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Who would you be for Breaking Bad?
Mike. No question.
Really?
Mike was the best character in that show, hands down.
He was a badass.
He was fucking awesome.
Well, the best character?
Absolutely.
Even more so than Walter White?
Yes.
See, I find Walter White
amazing. Because
Mike was relatively two-dimensional.
If it wasn't for Walter White's, like, spasticity, and I know that's not actually a word, but the whole situation where he killed Mike, that wouldn't happen in real life. Mike would never have let him live that long. Gus would have never let him live. Like, fucking Tuco would have never let him live that long. He would have been dead long before that ever happened.
That's true. Walter White did have a horseshoe up his
ass. Yeah, he had a horseshoe.
Other than the whole cancer thing.
Well, the cancer, if it wasn't for the cancer, the whole series would have been Walter White was an English teacher or a chemistry teacher until he died.
Well, I know this. I know the character that nobody would pick, and that's Skyler.
Oh, fuck no.
Skyler! Shut up!
Yeah.
I do a Walter White impression, but I can only say it with two syllables.
What's that?
Jesse! That's it.
Yeah, bitch!
That's all I got. Jesse!
Skyler! He had a pretty fucked up existence in that show, too.
No, I would not want to be Pinkman in a million years.
No, not at all.
No.
Because not only was he a little bitch, He fucking made the wrong decisions every turn.
Yeah.
He was used, manipulated, he was just treated like trash the entire time. No one ever gave him his due.
He didn't deserve any.
The one thing I will give him, though, is at the end, he had the best outcome, obviously.
Yeah, he lived. Because
he didn't have to... Well, he lived... He has all that experience behind him, and now he's free. He can just fucking go. Now, obviously, in real life, he probably would have gotten arrested and fucking taken to the cleaners, but that's a different story.
In real life, Pinkman would be getting railed by a horse-sized cock in a prison somewhere.
Probably. So. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just such a good show. But Mike, he was just he was a very clear-headed, like, very rarely did he have those, like, outbursts where he was out of character. Like, he was just very clear-headed, very concise. He was, like,
very logical.
Very logical, rational. And he was a badass motherfucker, especially at his age. Can you imagine what he would have been like 20, 30 years prior? He probably would have been like a fucking, like, a total badass.
Yeah, you're probably right. But no,
they never talked about much of his backstory. He probably was military. He probably was like special forces or something. That's right. He was a cop. I forgot about that.
And he stopped being a cop the day he plugged that guy for murdering his wife.
Damn, I forgot about that.
No half measures.
The half measures. That's fucking right. And that's my favorite scene from the fucking show. How did I forget that?
No half measures.
The half measures. Yeah, it was great.
No, he's great. I love Mike. And he's actually in the new Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
I haven't seen...
Because it's a prequel to it. Yeah.
And I've only seen, like, the first two episodes of it.
From what I hear, it pales, but it's going to.
But it's Breaking Bad.
It's going to, yeah.
It's Breaking Bad.
If you think you're going to have a spinoff that's going to be better or even on par, you're crazy.
Well, there's a previous episode I talked about how Breaking Bad is heroin.
Yeah.
Well, Better Call Saul is, like, Breaking Bad is the first time you ever get high on heroin. Mm-hmm. Better Call Saul is just trying to chase that high for the rest of your life.
It's getting that fucking cut shit that's got like baking soda mixed in with it.
Yeah, so. I mean the next spinoff's gonna be Reach for the Skyler or some shit. You know? It's all gonna be all about her, and it's just gonna be about her being an accountant.
I wouldn't watch that.
Skyler sucked. Fuck Skyler.
Unless she was naked, but that's a different
story. Oh, no, Anna Gunn? You wanna see some nudie pics of Anna Gunn? They're out there.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Woman.
God bless you, Internet.
Yeah.
Mr. Skin. It's a real thing. Real thing. You ever checked out Mr. Skin?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Good old porn.
Nah.
That's the show. Thanks for listening, guys. We're going to keep making this show as long as you keep listening to it. We thank you so much for listening to this. Just so you know, we plan to do 6 questions about once a month. So ask us a question, any question. We'll answer it, even if it sucks. We may or may not berate you for a bad question. Well, Sean will berate you at a minimum. Our conspiracy and conspiracy theories episode is available tomorrow, May 27th. Like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/okfairenough. Follow us on Twitter at okfairenoughpod. Contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. Listen to the show at okfairenoughpodcast.podomatic.com for now. And we are also available on the Stitcher app. We have reapplied to iTunes yet again. Hopefully we are accepted this time, and we'll know more about that in the coming days. Thanks so much, guys. Take care.